Hey, boys and girls, and welcome to Louisville's Best Podcast, a podcast about everything, nothing, and all things in between. My name is Tim Allenball. I'm sorry, it is, but we're excited that you're joining me and four of my closest friends, although one of us isn't here tonight. We'll miss you, Charlie.
I always get nervous when you use our full name on here. Okay. You know, I am your brother.
John, censor that out. Don't let anybody know that over
just
the
bleep it. Just 7 years. Tim bleep. You know, just real loud.
The 7 years we've been doing this show, and I said our last names multiple times. Just go back and erase all of
everyone. I'm all 7 years.
This is the one. This is the one.
Go ahead and delete all the tapes.
My name is Tim.
Well, joke's on you. I don't even know where they're at anymore. So.
Tim, mother...
Yeah. Well, we will censor that one. Anyways, excited to be talking about Halloween stuff as we are in the Halloween season. So get your Halloweenies ready. Let's rock and roll here, guys. John, how are you doing, buddy?
Hey, it's ready. It is ready.
It's Halloween ready.
Your Halloweenie's ready.
What? He's Halloween ready. Good. Good to know. Good to know, Aaron.
John, how are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great. Yeah. We just saw a guy's kidneys come out of him on the Syracuse game here.
It literally came in.
I've never seen anybody get hit like that.
Went out and went right back in. John.
Sir.
The other day, I was at a shoe store, and they had neon, almost see-through green shoes. Mm-hmm. Would you ever wear neon green shoes? You're not getting paid any kind of endorsement.
Okay, let me go, but you're going to have to be more specific.
They were like tennis shoes.
Tennis shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, what brand?
They were Steve Madden's.
Ah, no. I'm very specific about my shoes.
Yeah. Are you the type that you would wear some kind of outlandish colored shoes?
Yeah. I could get behind some, like, if you could get some nice, like the Adidas I have on tonight. And of course, I'm all gray tone tonight. But the fact is, I could get behind some, like.
What's the most outlandish pair of shoes you've ever owned and worn?
At all?
Yeah.
Man, I would say probably back. Oh gosh, I was a big shoe guy though when I was in high school.
Yeah.
But we had the patent leather. I can't remember what they were called now. They were like a Skecher. They were like a precursor to the Skecher.
Yeah.
But they were patent leather, and they had giant gold fronts and backs on them.
Ooh.
And they had gold buttons where the shoestrings should be, and they had springs that held them together, and they were gold. Those were probably some of the most outlandish shoes I ever had.
Okay.
And that pair of, I wish I still had them. I had a pair of course, you know, it's an off-brand thing, but we had those Raphael Brutinis that me and you bought that time at Value City. You had the yellow and black pair, and I had the white pair.
I don't even remember those.
You don't remember those?
You're talking about the two-tone dress shoes?
Yes.
I had black and white. You had yellow.
Did I?
Yeah.
Was that the way it was?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are probably some of the most outlandish ones. No, yeah, I don't have any problem wearing bright-colored shoes if they're the right shoe. I don't wear a generic tennis shoe, though, or anything like
Aaron,
that.
Aaron, how are you, bud?
Doing all right.
Aaron, would you wear outlandish shoes?
Well, for me, I'm not really a fashion person, so it's more about, are they cheap? Am I not spending a lot of money on them? But yeah, I'd probably wear them.
What's the most outlandish pair of shoes you feel like you've worn?
I think that when we were like in middle school and the pump up shoes were popular,
that
mom and dad couldn't really afford like a decent pair, so we got like some weird off brand, and they had like neon colors and a basketball pump on them, and
they had a tennis ball pump on them or something.
I remember when I was
something weird. Yeah,
I couldn't have the Jordans because they were too expensive, so I got the Converse Magics, and they were purple. Right. Purple and
yellow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Brian. Most outlandish pairs of shoes that you've worn?
When you asked that question, the very first pair of shoes that came to my mind was a pair from the 1990s, the LA Gears, that had the twisted fan vents on the side of them. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, would I rock a pair of semi-transparent green Steve Madden? You better believe I would.
I got to show them to you because I kind of want to go back and buy them because they also had like a really almost jello feel sole to them.
Yeah.
It's kind of
comfort,
wild,
baby. That's what it's all about.
Well, tonight, we are again in the Halloween season. Mm-hmm. By the time this comes out, we'll be on the verge of October.
By the time this comes out, we'll be in October.
Will we?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You'll already have had about five pumpkin spice lattes by then.
John will be hyped up on pumpkin spice lattes. Aaron will be wearing his fall sweaters. Mm-hmm. We'll all be in the
pumpkin fall, though.
Smoking my pipe. Yeah.
You got to love that's like Tuesday. It was 97 degrees here in Louisville. And then it was like fall starts tomorrow. And like it's at 9 p.m. when fall hit her, it was like bam.
Yeah.
And it was 47 degrees outside. Yeah.
It was literally like Mother Nature. We were like, yo, 9 o'clock. We want pumpkin spice.
It was the. It's weird. I mean, it was really weird how all of a sudden it's just blam. Because I was wearing shorts on Tuesday cutting grass, and now I'm like here in a hoodie and a.
I love how like disappointed the local weathermen were this week. Like they were just like, yeah, now it's going to be 76 degrees and breezy on Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Well, you know they were gunning for like a big storm to come through, but we didn't get it. I mean, it was just like, and it was just gone. The heat's gone. I mean, humidity's gone. Everything's gone.
We got one last dip in the pool, and the pool temperature was what we've liked all season, which is like about 86 degrees.
You guys are psychos.
But it was so cold.
Dipping like, in 86. So cold.
Yeah.
And it was like, it's
got to be 90 before I'm even considering.
We're shutting her down tomorrow. So.
Yep.
Well, last week we talked about popular Halloween costumes that we might see this year. And this week I am reading from, let me make sure I have this website right. It is howtobeadad.com, okay? And this is how kids judge the Halloween candy you give out. So it has seven categories based off the candy that you give out, what this says about you according to the kids.
Okay, we got this.
All right, so here we go,
because I gotta figure this out, because we gotta go to my sister's Halloween and we always bring big bags of candy.
You gotta have the good candy. There is a neighborhood, or there's a house in our neighborhood that's put on by one of the local churches, and they have like a huge jump house and slides and stuff, and they give out regular candy to the kids, but the adults, they actually have full like candy bars, like huge, like candy bars or full M&M packs or Skittles or whatever, and they give those out to the adults. So, like, those are the...
One house in my sister's neighborhood, this was several years ago, they were giving out the full-size 1-foot-long Pixie Sticks, the plastic ones.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was a serious house. I mean, that was very popular.
All right, so let me look at this first category. The candies are, they have four of them. They have Werther's Originals, as they have it titled, Worthless.
Yeah.
They have the Bitto Grannies is what they have it. It's that yellow and red wrapped one.
Yep.
Yeah, you might as well just...
And then, of course, as Brian mentioned earlier, they have the black and the orange. I don't even know what those are called, Brian. But
peanut butter.
They're just the plain generics. This is called, according to kids, these are the old timers. Good candy probably wasn't invented yet when you were a kid. You may even be a survivor of the Titanic.
Next you go.
So we'll respect your effort.
Don't diss them black and orange things. Carla loves those.
Carla and I had this argument every year.
Oh my goodness!
And I tell her, I tell everybody, I was like, that ranks right up there with those Mary Jane candies.
Easy.
No, you know what I'm talking about.
No,
it ranks up there with the Mary Jane, man.
Yeah,
not that Mary Jane.
Aaron, I will say I am a sucker for a good Werther's Original. Especially like if you kind of got a little bit of a sore throat or something like that. But Aaron, any of these candies strike your fancy?
I was half listening, but no, not really. The black and orange candies are terrible.
They are.
Yeah,
they are.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Now let's see the. The Werther's, that's not really a Halloween candy, though. No, that's like,
that's all year.
That's like grandma candy.
It is.
That's like
if you get it in your candy, though, you're going to be like, what?
Yeah,
I don't think my
kids
have ever brought home a Werther's Original.
That's like something you get out of the bag and throw back at somebody. It's like, I ain't eating this. Where'd you get this?
This next.
I like how you get so angry about the candy, give it to you. You're like, you can see like a little kid, like, here's a Werther's. I ain't eating that, old man. Boom.
Well, I mean, it's just like, okay, what are you doing? What are you doing? It's like the people that make the popcorn balls. You know, the kid ain't going to eat that. I don't know what you put in it. Maybe there's NyQuil in it. It's a NyQuil chicken Rice Krispie ball.
NyQuil chicken Rice Krispie ball.
John, we're getting to those. We're getting to those people.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. People are just stupid.
Up next, this category has a picture of loose change. Double-A batteries.
Who gives? Who? What?
And fortune cookies.
What in the world?
If you give this out, kids will call you the spaz.
No, you need to be arrested.
You get an A for awkward. Either you grossly underestimated or candy was flagrantly forgotten on several grocery lists.
This list is making me angry.
I've got some Devil Dragon fortune cookies here. Let me throw these out here for
See,
you.
See, that's another thing.
Who just has a stack of fortune cookies by the door?
A lot of people.
Who has a stack of batteries?
We've got a lot of batteries.
Those are expensive.
In our house,
I wouldn't be giving those.
We buy them on Amazon in bulk.
Yeah, I do too, but I'm not like, I'm like, here, happy Halloween.
You ran out of candy, you're like, here's the triple A.
I think that's stupid. Right. John, loose change.
This next group is what I would think you would just describe. It has an apple. It has a toothbrush, some floss, a box of raisins, and also a banana with an asterisk next to it that says banana added for disappointment. If you hand out these or the popcorn balls.
The popcorn balls, man.
You
are
referred to by the kids as the party pooper. You're probably allergic to sugar and happiness.
If you hand out, toothpaste and toothbrushes, your mailbox. When I was trick or treating, your mailbox was going to get killed that night. I mean, you just didn't do that.
You're probably
just
allergic to sugar and happiness, John. But our new cavities are still going to get diabetes tonight.
Did you ever?
I feel like this is the list I've gotten some of those before. Like like a dentist's house, and they give you like a toothbrush.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's got, or a box of raisins. Those are the worst. box of raisins is just awful.
Chocolate covered raisin.
The box of raisins should be in the old timers category, in my opinion. Because I could see my grandpa giving that.
What's
out.
That? Raisins?
Yeah.
Just raisins, not chocolate covered ones.
Just straight raisins.
Just that little red box of
California raisins.
Just a handful of raisins in your
No, the little boxes.
No,
you know,
the little
red boxes.
Would say you might as well just like give a Ziploc bag full of raisins.
Okay, I'm gonna give out crickets too.
Chocolate crickets. Anyways, all right, here we go. Now we're starting to get to some good stuff here. Okay, this next one is like the mini Crunch bar. The mini baby roof, the small Skittle bags, you know, the kind of like almost what the common give out now is. And this is the trusty provider. Nothing too fancy, nothing too nasty. You're a solid source of one or two enjoyable or tradable fun size.
Now,
treats.
See, this is where we land. This is where me and Carla land on our giving. Because we are the trusty providers, because that's what we want. Because we know the fact is if we're banking now on the fact that we may buy all this candy, you know, a couple, I don't know.
And you're not going to have everybody show
30,
up.
Yeah. 30 pounds of candy, and it might just rain. So nobody comes out in the rain. So now you got all the Almond Joys to yourself. At my sister's house, there is a Almond Joy tax. So if anybody who's trick-or-treating gets Almond Joys, those have to come to me.
Now, the blue ones?
Yeah. I love Almond Joys.
Like mounds.
I don't like mounds. No, not mounds. I'm talking about the Almond Joy.
Not a fan of mounds.
You don't like the almond in it.
I don't like the mounds.
Not a fan?
Not a fan.
I'm a sucker for a good pair of mounds.
Not me.
So I feel like...
somebody gives out Texas Roadhouse Rolls.
Are we talking an innuendo, or are we talking about candy? I'm
candy,
lost.
Bro. Candy.
No, I like the almonds in it. I want the almonds in there.
Well, that's the thing. Almond Joys.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got the peanuts.
That was always the great debate. Does Almond Joys mean there's no almonds and the mounds have the
almonds? Mounds don't have the almonds.
It's really?
It's just a mound of coconut.
I thought the mounds have the almonds.
No, it's the Almond Joys that have the
A.K.A. almond
joys. I get it.
What he's saying.
Then what's in that mound?
I don't know.
Coconut.
I don't eat mounds.
Is it like a cyst
coconut.
Or something?
Coconut.
It's just a meatball.
Chocolate cyst.
Chocolate meatball.
That's a candy I want to give out. Chocolate cysts.
All
right. That's called milk
good. In this category, I feel like there's that bag of assorted mini candy bars. And you'll get some off-brand candy bars like no one ever eats, like Crackle or...
Oh, Crackles are good.
I can't do Crackles.
Mr. Good Bar.
Oh, man.
I like a good bar.
Ooh.
Watchamacallits?
You like a good bar.
A Mr. Good Bar. Let's not turn this into the Bucky's podcast.
I love Mr. Good
Bar. I like a good bar Cheers, where everybody knows your name.
I really do like Mr. Good Bar. So.
I like it when they get out the PBRs.
Hey, don't talk about a PBR now.
Little bag of Jack Daniels.
Hey, I got fireballs coming this year.
Anyways, all right, this next one, okay? It's the miniature Tootsie Rolls.
Ugh.
It's the bags of Smarties, or not the bags, the rolls of Smarties.
Right, that's
Dum Dums.
Yeah.
And those, like, break your teeth, yellow and blue bubble gum. This is, if you hand this out, you will be known as Cheapy McCheapface.
Okay, so this ain't ranking them. This is just...
No, this
okay.
is categorization.
Yeah, how is this above the trusty provider?
I mean, yeah, this is... This says you're handing out candy from last year's after Halloween sales, aren't you?
Yep.
Money may not grow on trees, but tonight, some toilet paper might.
Man, that how many pounds of those yellow and blue bubble gums did you get, though?
Oh, my gosh.
So
everybody.
And I still ate them, even though, like, I probably have cracked teeth from that.
Yeah.
I see. I haven't eaten a Tootsie Roll in so long because when I was working at a church, we did Easter egg hunts, and people always provided candy, but we always had to make sure we had enough to cover because we had like 20,000 Easter eggs.
What were those things called?
Fruities.
Fruities.
So we would buy. So I found a bulk seller online that would sell like boxes of these eggs, and we bought something like 50 pounds of Fruities. And we had Fruities for months, and Carla was like, oh, my gosh, don't bring any more of those home because they were the nastiest things. Yeah. But we were like, children's church were like, hey, want a Fruity? And they were like, yeah. So it was just like
we would just throw handfuls into the crowd. It was wild.
And they loved it. I mean, they're like, oh. But yeah, awful. Man, I haven't eaten a Tootsie Roll in probably 10 years.
Every once in a while, you'd forget that they were terrible, and you'd eat one. And you'd be like, oh, gosh.
The grape ones weren't too bad, but those fruit punch ones, the squirrels wouldn't even eat the fruit punch ones. They would spit them out. You'd have to chase squirrels around because they'd steal your Easter eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
And that dog would come from the neighborhood.
That was a good time.
What's going on in this commercial?
What?
Holy cow. That is psycho. Anyways, this next category is peppermints or the or this. The I don't know really how to describe these. They're strawberry wrappers, but they almost are like the shape of a pineapple.
Yes, they're delicious. Mm-hmm.
That's in this category.
You bite into it and it's like got a gooey center.
It's got a gooey center.
Yuck. So good.
Yeah.
Candy corn.
They're delicious.
Oh, you can keep the candy corn.
Yeah.
Oh,
this category is referred to as the psychopath.
Yeah, baby.
Your soul must be as dark and bitter as black licorice.
It's better than them black and orange candies.
At least there's no worry about poison, as nobody's going to eat this candy.
It's good. More for me. Of course, I can't eat it anyway, so it's okay.
What, candy corn?
I hate candy
corn. I thought you were talking about liking candy corn.
No, I like the strawberry things.
Yeah,
but I think of those as more of a Christmas candy.
Which one's the strawberry one?
It's like a wrapper like it's a oily kind of wrapper.
Yeah,
it's got
that
gooey, juicy center, and it's like...
Yeah. Now, the pineapple ones, that's more... I remember my grandma having those.
Mine had them for Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas is when she had them. She had a big
I never got them for Halloween.
My wife will go ham on a bag of candy corn.
See,
it is filth.
Now, but mine even mix it with peanuts and all this other stuff, and like make a mix out of it. No,
I look at my wife
pumpkins,
and I'm like,
the kids
I've
the
never been candy, more unattractive.
Carla made some of that last year. It was
when you're eating candy corn.
It was what did it say?
You've never been more unattractive than when you eat candy corn.
She's like,
stop it.
Carla made some of that mix last year, and it was like popcorn and candy corn, and it had something imminent. I can't remember what it was, but it was like so rich I couldn't eat it, and I can't stand it.
I got cold chills, literally.
One thing I found you can do with candy corn, which is really cool, and it was a big hit when Susie was little, it ain't so big a hit now, is you stick it in your mouth, you make teeth with it. You're like,
Rrr. No, because then the flavor, because it gets stuck in your teeth. And I hate candy corn.
That's just, it makes no sense why they even make that stuff anymore.
That's itchy.
Like, as soon as it hits the shelves.
We're
going to
get, like, a letter from the National Candy Corn Association.
Here, Louisville's Best Podcast. We have been listening for years, and we're thinking about sponsoring you until
So we are sending each of you a 5-pound bag of candy corn.
As the someone who's going to thank you, we're sending.
If that sponsorship was $10,000 an episode, I would eat candy corn like it was going out.
I don't think I can. I don't think I could. Would. I think I'd make me sick.
I should have brought some for a scarfing bar.
Oh, hey, I did.
Have you seen the new ones though? That's candy apple candy corn. It's green and red.
I may have to try
with the little brown on it.
I'll try that. Wait, it was fine until that last part, Brian.
It's like the green and red
with a little brown on it.
You know, the stem. The stem of an apple is brown. That's what it represents.
Okay, I'm gonna have to try to find
it's
some
just
of
the
that.
Coloring right.
Is that everywhere? Is that
should be? Yeah.
They also now have Pepsi flavored like pumpkin lattes or something.
That's horrible.
I don't want to drink it, but I was like, that would be a good scarf and barf as well.
I almost picked up some for a scarf and barf the other night. It wasn't candy, but it was hot tamale Mountain Dews.
Ugh.
I was like, man.
All right.
That's a blow up.
Let me see.
Looking at the
caramel apple.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I would.
Yeah. We'll have to try.
We definitely have to try that.
All right. Here we go. Last category. This is a giant 2-pack of Reese cups, a king-size Snickers bar, a full bag of M&Ms, or straight up dollar bills, y'all. This is the legend. We shall one day tell our own kids of you, good sir, and the gold-plated private jet you must have laying around somewhere to afford candy this big. Gotta tell you, we have one of those in the neighborhood. I don't know if the church pays for it or whatever, but I always make sure that Kinsey hits up that house because it's great to see them turning away kids and saying, no, you got to go to that one, to the small candy. This full-size candy is for the adults only. Those are like the legends in my book.
Carrington had a church one in their neighborhood to give out hot dogs one night.
Yeah, they have hot dogs at this one, too. They have popcorn maker, cotton candy maker.
I think inflation took out the
It might have.
We give out little Halloween toys.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
You give out what kind of toys?
So it could be like anything from like a Halloween eraser, pencil top, but there'll be like those little rubber bats.
Where do you get it?
We've bought them different places, like Party City one year. Oriental we bought them from
Trader.
Walmart.
Oriental Trader's place to go.
Yeah, we've even bought like one year they came with a really cool like Halloween stencils. So it was like a ruler, but it had all these different things that were Halloween on.
Remember we used to do, I don't know if you remember or not, in Children's Church, we used to do 4 weeks of Halloween cheap junk.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to do little plastic eyes, or it was like bat rings and stuff. Yeah,
the witch fingers, let me tell you. Witch fingers.
They're a hit.
Like.
Yeah.
Aaron, we used to do that every year.
I had one little young lady, she made the loop 10 times.
Yeah.
Candy. She wanted 10 fingers.
The candy that you most looked forward to getting in your Halloween bag as a kid?
Probably Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, you love the Reese's Pieces. Like, if we went to the movie theater and, like, we really got to splurge and you're like, all right, you get to pick out a candy, Aaron always got the Reese's Pieces. That was Aaron's go-to. John, what was your what was the one you wanted?
Ours was always – mine was always either the single-pack Reese cups or the Snicker bar when I was a kid. Now, I'm not a big Snicker bar guy now, but I used to love them. So, I mean, that's – you hoarded that up. I mean, that's – you would trade off because Carrie would be there too. You know, I give her all the sweet tarts, and she would give me all the Reese's. Yeah, that was definitely the score in my neighborhood.
Yeah. Brian?
Definitely growing up, it was Snickers. And then, like, the last couple years of trick-or-treating, I went with Reese peanut butter cups as well.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, one that I would get on a rare occasion that I actually thought was a lot better would be a Baby Ruth.
See, I don't like Baby Ruths.
Every now and then.
I don't like them.
Every now and then.
I used to like them, but...
Baby Ruth?
Now, if you were lucky enough to get a Whatchamacallit, you really had something there.
See, I'm still a big fan of the... Because Mom and Dad had some other... They get Halloween candy, and it's just in a bowl in their living room because Macy sits underneath it. But I'll go in there and steal all the Butterfinger. I like a good Butterfinger. Yeah. Butterfingers are really good.
I kind of go back and forth. Like I'll go on a Butterfinger kick or a Twix kick or Kit Kats. But give me all the Gobstoppers.
I'm not a Gobstopper. I'm not a real big like into the now like a Sour Patch Kid. I'll eat. I like the little mini Sour Patch Kids because we're on fall break this week and we got a couple weeks for Halloween. So like Friday before Halloween, because of course it's on a Monday this year, so we'll probably do it Monday.
Yeah.
Is like we middle school teachers, we'll just buy a couple bags of candy and just kids eat candy all day and get sick, you know, throw up sick. But I always get the
they get the sickies.
Oh, they do. They get sick and shaky. That's what they do all day. We always get like the Sour Patch Kids. I love a bag of Sour Patch Kids. I still eat them. I still eat them from because Susie, of course, she's short enough. She can still go trick or treating. You know, she just dresses up and goes because she looks like she's about 10. Mm-hmm. And so they come back around. I'm like, all right, where's all the? Oh, thank you. My wife just did me a solid. Brought me my glasses. Oh, thank you, babe.
Aww.
Aww. I know.
All right, I got two final Halloween things to talk about.
before we call tonight. One, there's a strong rumor that I've seen some people say is true, but I still haven't heard like 100% confirmed. Starting October 18th at McDonald's,
the buckets are back.
The buckets are back. Yeah, the Halloween baby. Buckets, the orange. Uh-oh. The orange pumpkin bucket, the white ghost and bucket, the and the
was
green
that,
witch
was that
bucket.
The Happy Meals?
Yeah.
From our childhood.
Oh, really? I may have to go buy a Happy Meal.
I'm going to be sick on them. Like.
Yeah. I'm going to like give it, like, especially.
Guess what we're going today, kiddos? We're going to McDonald's.
We're going to McDonald's. We're getting the buckets. Yeah. So hopefully they won't let them do like they did the Pokemon cards where people just bought them out.
Yeah.
Well, so that they'll limit them.
That's just
wild. And then secondly, I don't know anything about the church name, so I'm not going to give it out. There is a church in Shepherdsville that on October 30th, that Sunday night, they are having a Halloween-themed trick-or-treat event at their church. It is going to be a Stranger Things Halloween-themed event at their church.
That's kind of cool, though.
I'm thinking Kinsey up there and like checking it out.
That's cool. That's really cool.
So
that's a different thought. Like, I like it. Like,
yeah, I'll have to show you guys.
Man,
afterwards.
We used to do. And I mean, talking about that stuff.
Trunk or treats.
We, of course. I mean, per capita, we weren't the largest church in Louisville, but I mean, we were like the only one in the Fairdale area that did anything like this. It seemed like, but we'd set up. We're like, all right, we need everybody to help with the trunk or treat, and you would have. You know, 40, 50 cars, good showing. We sent out the flyer and stuff. And that one year, we had something like 700 people show up, and it was nuts.
Insane.
And people just kept going around and around.
Especially on years where people knew there was potentially going to be bad weather on Halloween.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
But them people that church we were at, I mean, they would deck the cars out, and I mean, it was just absolutely amazing. It was a blast.
So let me ask you all this question then. When you were a kid, right? You go to as many houses as you could, mm-hmm. right? As many neighborhoods, get the big bag full of candy. Did you ever eat all the candy? Or was it like after about 2 months, you were like, okay, we got to do something with this candy. It's gone bad now. Because, you know, if you leave that candy together, you get that, like, candy mixed taste to it all.
Yeah, I got that taste, yeah.
But, like, what was you, like, were you determined to eat it all, Tim? Or were you like, nah, I'm going to...
Maybe when we were, like, young, because I don't feel like we ever got a lot of candy. Mm-hmm. When we were really young, Aaron might correct me on that, but that I don't think so. But then when we got older, where we got a ton of candy, there's no way we could ever eat all the candy. It always ended up in a bucket that you would pick out of for about a month or two or even longer, and then eventually it would just get tossed or become Easter candy or something.
Yeah, I had a drawer on my desk when I was a kid, the bottom drawer.
Oh my gosh!
And opened it up. And I would just pour the bag in there, and then you would just eat the. Of course, I'd eat all the. You had to eat the chocolate quick, or it would turn white on you. But some of them sweet tarts and stuff, man,
it's still
those,
good.
Those processed things, they'd be in there for months. I mean, it's like you dump your Christmas candy in on top of it. You know, the chocolate. And
just kind of mix it all together,
and then by like next summer, you still have sweet tarts and stuff. It's like, yeah, this is still pretty good. It's a little chalky, but it's all right.
It's a little chalky.
No, I don't think we ever got to the quote unquote bottom of the Halloween bag.
Yeah.
But it seems like when I was a kid, and we would get, and maybe it's because you're a kid, but it seems like we would come home with like a pound or 2 pounds of candy from my mom and dad's neighborhood. It was big. And like Carrie's neighborhood's like that. I mean, her neighborhood is so big on the trick-or-treating and the candy that, I mean, if you have good weather, I mean, they bring like a van in. Churches bring vans in, and they just do her. She's got, if you've ever seen a movie that has kids trick-or-treating in it, this is what her neighborhood looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely
bonkers. Our
neighborhood's
bonkers, too. Yeah. I'm sure Brian's is, too. Aaron, we didn't eat all the candy, right?
Oh, no. I was never a big candy eater. I feel like our parents probably ate most of the candy.
Yeah, I'm not a big candy eater, either. So, check this out. It is called The Greater Things Trunk or Treat.
That's cool.
Okay.
Cool. I can get behind that.
We will be having a themed trunk or treat that is open to everyone. There will be a free Eggo waffle bar with loads of topping as well as candy.
They putting some money into this thing. Yeah. That's so
they're like, we might get on the news.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to go to it.
So. You should.
I just want to see what an Eggo bar looks like now.
That is intriguing. That's an intriguing
thing. We'll do it. Meet me out there. We'll go.
It's intriguing.
Yeah. So anyways, we'd love to hear what you think about candy as far as when it comes to Halloween. Did we have any of these categories incorrect? I think I have to sneeze, maybe. Hold on. No.
Me and Brian will be doing our yearly Halloween show, our ghost story shows here.
I'll be there also.
Yeah, but you sit there and kind of, you're like, yeah.
You're kind of like, the reasonable explanation for that feeling that you feel when you walked into that room is because
it's just the air conditioner.
Spatial analysis would tell us that is not a possible.
Tim's cup's like up floating around the room. He's like, well, it's just an airflow coming out of the vent.
Come on.
I cleaned the air vent this week. That's why it's floating in the sky.
Anywho. Like us on Facebook. Maybe we'll do a Halloween-themed video one at the end with us wearing costumes or something like that. We'll see what happens.
You Patreon subscribers, y'all got to up your game before that's going to happen.
Check us out wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yep, like,
thank
comment,
you so
subscribe.
Much for tuning in. We are Louisville's best podcast, and that's an interception. I'm sorry, Brent.
Yeah, we're going to talk to y'all later. Happy Halloween!
Aaron.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to McDonald's, get one of those buckets, fill it full of chicken nuggets, and then NyQuil.
Oh, Aaron.
Bunch of kids laying out in your yard asleep.
You had me until you went with NyQuil.